of the International Secret Police.
Zero.
Believing that Clint and Barney are hopelessly trapped in his hideout under the termite hill, proceeds into the gorilla country, taking with him his newest and most terrible invention, the death ray. Meantime, Speed, Kinka, and Chief Eava's warriors rescue the secret police from their underground prison. Thinking that the captured Chief Miengai may know something of the whereabouts of the octopus, Clint gives orders to return to Leopoldville, where the wounded chief has been carried. Taking all of the criminal's books and as much of his laboratory equipment as possible, the safari begins back to the village. We find the boys just entering Leopoldville, tired and worn from their harrowing adventures, but anxious to see and question Chief Miengai.
Boy, oh boy, am I glad to be back in Leopoldville again.
I think we can all say that, Barney. For a while, I wasn't so sure we'd ever see it again.
We can thank elephants and termites for that. What a combination. Nobody will ever believe me if I tell them. But boy, after this experience, I'm all for termites.
Hey, look, fellas. Here comes Tanura. And Rocky.
Oh, Papa, you are so mad. I am so glad.
Tanura, my daughter.
Oh, Papa, you are safe. I had a dream last night. Bad dream.
Yeah, I'll say it was a bad dream. We had a nightmare for a little while.
What do you mean, Buona Donna?
Rocky, good old dog. Boy, am I glad we left you with Tanura. We've had an awful time.
Oh, tell him. Tell Tanura.
Before we tell you our story, Tanura, we want to ask Miengai some questions. Do you know where they took him?
Oh, yes, Mission Hospital. He hurt very bad. Papa, your warriors say elephant trampled him.
Yeah, they kind of stepped on him, all right. But he's still alive?
Yes.
Good, let's get to him right away before we do anything else. Tell your warriors that their time is their own now for the present, Chief Yava. They better get some food and rest.
Yeah. I tell them, Ogo Soga, Nara Hatka.
Your Excellency, may I go with you to the presence of Chief Miengai? I may be of some service there.
Why, of course, King. I want you all to come. You too, Tanura. This Miengai is going to be a tough customer, I believe. And it may take all our combined efforts to make him talk. But come along now. Let's get to the mission hospital.
Say, for being way out in the jungle, this little hospital ain't such a bad place, is it?
You're right, Buona Dunlap. Missions do much good here in Congo. This hospital take care of many people.
Yeah, I'll bet it does, the way the animals run around loose down here.
Wait a minute, hold on. Here's the room we're looking for. It's number 6. I'll go in first and see what's what.
Okay, Clint.
Here. What's wrong, Kicker?
Nothing at all, Your Excellency.
Boy, not strong. Blackwater fever take much strength from him.
Yeah, and all that excitement in the jungle didn't help him much either. You better be careful, or you'll be in this hospital, Kinka.
Oh, no. I'm your guide, Speed Gibson. I am well and strong.
I don't know, kid. You're getting thinner every day. The way we've been traveling around, you don't get a chance to rest up at all. I think after we get squared away here, we'd better ship you back to Kano, your hometown.
Oh, no, please let me stay with you.
Yeah, but we'll talk it over later.
Come on in, all of you. Mienga is conscious.
He looks pretty healthy to me.
He's not too bad. Leg's broken and a rib, but otherwise he's sound.
And mean from the look on his mug.
When he can walk again, I challenge him to battle. He unworthy to be chieftain of Swahili tribe.
Renegade Swahili, Papa. People of our own blood gone wicked, evil.
What?
Now, don't give us any of that double talk. We know you can talk and understand our language.
Yes, Mienga. If you were able to tell the octopus we were in the village of Ngula and understand his command to destroy us, I think you'd be able to talk to us.
He say you do not know what you mean.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, he says that because he's in a comfortable bed now, well cared for in the mission hospital. But he's our prisoner. We could take him out of this room, out into the jungle, and leave him there, at the mercy of any beast or the ants. Yes, we might even find some cannibal ants.
No. I talk.
I thought you would.
Me and Guy, big coward.
Sure he is. Or he'd never be in the octopus gang, Chief Yeava.
Come on now, me and Guy. We haven't many questions to ask you, but those we do, we want answered. Where is the octopus now?
Octopus? I not know.
All right, Barney. Notify the hospital attaché that we're removing Miengai. We'll take him back to the jungle.
No.
Excellency, really do this, speak, Gibson. It's just a stall to get Miengai to talk.
All right, then. Where's the octopus?
He tell me he go to the gorilla country.
Gorilla country? Oh.
Where's that?
In Congo. Most found near Lake Kivu, further inland.
More heat and jungle.
Well, that'd be a long trek on foot. Mienga, are you sure you're telling us the truth? Are you sure the octopus is going into the gorilla country?
Yes. He go there before he go to Sahara. He tell me this.
Gosh, I wonder why he's going there.
Now, don't you worry. He has some good reason.
Clint Barlow, you keep octopus from me. When he and I talk, he come back. He kill me. You save me.
Yes, we'll save you. Although you don't deserve much consideration after leaving us in the path of the cannibal ants.
Me sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry now because you're down in bed. But give you the chance and you'd find some other way to double-cross
us. Never mind that now, Barney. Mienga is harmless enough now. We've got more important things to do. Let's get out of here.
Aren't you going to ask him any more questions, Clint?
Not just now, Speed. But we'll all go to our quarters. We'll get something to eat and, at the same time, discuss some plans.
Well, Tenora, how do you like our kind of food? Is it better than monkey sausage and that other stuff you were telling us about?
Monkey sausage, very good, Buona Dunlap. You should taste it.
No, thanks. I'll enjoy thinking about it more than actually eating it. Unless I have to, that is.
If you go to Lake Kivu, you have to, maybe. You pass through hunger country on way there.
Hunger country?
Not much to eat grow there. Except banana and coconut.
Yes, we'll have to take plenty of provisions.
You mean we're really going to Lake Kivu, Clint?
We're following the octopus, Speed, no matter where he goes. We've got to stop him before he can use that death ray.
You will use a great safari then, Your Excellency? And I may guide you?
No, King, I'm afraid not. Barney and I have been talking it over, and we think we'd better send you back to Kano.
Oh, my heart is heavy at your words.
Oh, well, I appreciate your loyalty, but you've already done more than your share, King. And so have Yeav and Tenura.
You mean we not go into gorilla country with you, Clint Barlow?
No, Chief. You have your duties here, your people to care for. And a trip such as we plan is certainly no place for Tenura. So we'll say goodbye to you here in Leopoldville, but Kinka will go as far as Banana with us.
Banana? Are we going back there?
Yes, for our plane speed. We're going to fly to Lake Kivu.
Sounds good to me. I dare any of the animals to climb up into the sky after it.
Gorilla country, wild. You need guide.
We'll have one, Chief. I'm going to send for another of our operators, one who knows Africa well.
You mean Carlos?
Yes. Nothing is happening at the Atlantean expedition right now, and won't until the octopus arrives there. Meantime, I think Carlos can do us more good by being with us than way off there in the Sahara.
Yeah, I'll say so, but how are you going to get him down here in a hurry?
I'm going to call the Emir of Kano on short wave to tell him that Kinka is returning. At the same time, I'll tell him to get a Legion plane to the expedition to pick up Carlos. That way, he'll be in Banana by the time we get there. And the same plane that has brought him down can take Kinka back to Kano.
If I could only stay with you, Your Excellency.
Well, you need rest, Kinka, and plenty of it. We'll try and stop off and see you on our way back to the coast after we catch up with the Optimus. Meantime, you still have a few days with us. It'll take time to get to Banana on the boat and the train.
Clint, We can take Lucky with us into the gorilla country, can't we?
Well, I don't know about
that. Oh, please. Remember, he saved our lives twice already.
Well, he's earned his right to be a member of the secret police, all right. Yep, Lucky can go with us. All right, boy. And now let's get to work. We got plenty to do if we're to catch the next train out of Leopoldville. And that's what I want to do.
Sure was swell of you and your warriors to give us this big send-off, Chief Yeava. A regular celebration.
Secrets, priests, great men. Good for Africa. I make you all blood brothers of Swahili tribe. All my brothers, all chieftains.
Papa, there is no time for that ceremony. The train will soon leave.
Yeah, and we gotta be on it.
Then I command that you be Swahili chieftain. That enough, my command. And these.
Little round things like wood dollars.
These amulet of rank, Speed Gibson. Only chief of Swahili tribe possess these discs.
God. Thanks a lot, Chief Yeava. I'm proud to be a blood brother of the Swahili.
And Swahili proud to have you, Clint Barlow and Barney Donlap.
Well, thank you, Chief.
I bring gifts too, Bwana. Here, Bwana Gibson. A warrior's bracelet for you. It protect you from harm.
Gee, thanks a lot, Tenora.
And for you, Bwana Barlow, this belt of elephant hide. Only greatest of warriors wear it. My people say you are one of these.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We can never repay you and your people for what they've done for us, Tenora.
We are happy, Bwana. But I have one thing more for Bwana Dunlap.
For me? Gosh, what is it, Tenora? All wrapped up like something valuable.
It is great gift, Bwana. A whole roast monkey for you.
Roast monkey? For me?
Take it, Barney. Take it.
Yeah, but...
The train's ready to go, Clint.
Yeah, we must get aboard.
The blessings of the jungle gods upon you all.
Thank you, Chief Yeava. We'll stop off here on our way to Lake Kivu.
Oh, how happy I am. Then you can let me know how you like roast monkey, Bwana Dunlap.
Where's that train?